What's up? I'm John Wall.
And I'm CJ Toledano, and we're starting a new podcast presented by DraftKings called Point Game.
Because you know, like at camps and stuff like this, you take the ball out, you ain't getting the ball back. Like, you the last one up the court, they already did their thing. So I stopped there, and I just got into a rhythm and started hooping.
The Lakers should sign Trae Young this summer.
They got to kind of start preparing for, like, if LeBron's last year is this year or next year, whenever it is. And I feel like a pick and roll with AD and a guy like Trae Young would be deadly.
Check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, DraftKings YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts.
In the pressure cooker of the NBA playoffs, there's no room to fake it.
Every pass, shot, and dribble is immediately consequential.
The playoffs are the time for the real.
Real stakes, real emotions, real sweat, blood, and tears, real legacies.
Which teams will rise from the chaos? Which teams will conquer?
Which team is going to make this year their year?
You already know when and where to find these moments of unscripted, pure entertainment.
Don't miss 1 minute of the action. Tune into the NBA playoffs on ESPN and ABC.
Take your business further with the smart and flexible American Express Business Gold Card. You can earn 4 times points on your top 2 eligible spending categories every month, like transit, U.S. restaurants, and gas stations. That's the powerful backing of American Express. 4 times points on up to $150,000 in purchases per year. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/businessgoldcard.
Got my Prevnar 20 shot. It's a pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine. For us, wise folks, it helps protect.
I'm 19, strong.
And asthmatic, and at higher risk? Get vaccinated.
But
nothing when grandma speaks.
Grandson listens.
19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, or chronic heart disease, or 65 plus, you may be at higher risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Prevnar 20 can help protect you with just one dose.
Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't give Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar 20.com.
Ask your doctor or pharmacist about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, even if you've already received another pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream.
Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work. In traffic, so slow.
Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Welcome back. What's Burning 2023. And I got my partner in crime back. Steven Jesse the Third Aloysius Jackson. Welcome back, bro.
Oh, man. No, hey, boy, you sick. What's up, man? I'm glad to be back, bro. What's happening?
Yeah, no. I mean, our brother Jelanius McCoy has gone back behind the camera now. He filled in for you.
The big diplomat.
Well, yeah, but we're happy to have you back. Man, let's get right to it. Boxing this weekend in D.C. Without taking away from the greatness of that was on display that night in the ring, what happened outside the ring? Y'all stopped the whole fight.
Yeah, it was just a disagreement between Meek and the boxer. You know, Meek just felt like everybody from there should have been pulling up a tank with him selling out and doing what he's doing for boxing. And it was just a disagreement that shouldn't have got to that point. And then they came start knocking my wife down. So that's when I got upset. And, you know, I just had to make sure that she was okay. But all in all, man, it was one of the best weekends of boxing I've ever been to, yeah. Bro. The fight card was stacked. You know, Speedy lost, Boo Boo won, Boo Boo took care of business, Boost took care of business, and of course Tank did what everybody came to see him do, knock somebody out. I mean, Garcia caused so many lefts to the face, Matt. I don't know how he can see in either eye.
Ugh, he was crushing it. Real quick, you got a chance to walk Boots out. What did that mean to you?
It meant a lot, bro, because you know, I'm still new to the space, but I think just the relationship me and him have built, you know what I'm saying, has been solid. You know what I'm saying? He's definitely like a little bro. And his dad, you know, his dad just I think he's just one of the best people I've ever met. You know what I'm saying? He's so solid all the way around. You know what I'm saying? How he treat people, not just his son in the boxer, but just everybody around and how they respect mm-hmm. him in the boxing world. Just being embraced by them, Matt, and being able to walk him down was one of the best feelings I've ever had.
Love it. Before we move on, Tank, Ryan Garcia, is that going to happen? I mean, you're kind of like my inside boxing plug now. So what's the scouting report on that?
Yeah, in a couple months, man. Hopefully, late March, April, it'll happen.
Oh wow, that fast of a turnaround,
man. They both plan to fight. They both want to fight. Mm-hmm. You know, Tank had to take that fight, and it was smart for him too. And Ryan didn't want to take a tune up. He wanted to get straight to it. So hopefully, they'll get to it around April, and that's what we all want to see. You know that.
Oh yeah, fight of the year. Can't wait. All right. Well, man, glad that cooler heads prevailed outside the ring. It was a great night of boxing. Shout out to everybody who won. Now we want to welcome the newest member of the Showtime family, but also the newest member to the What's Burning crew. We now got a crew of three. We want to welcome to the show the one and only Rachel Nichols.
Always.
Rachel, what's happening?
So happy to be with you guys. This is great because it makes my week when I get to hang with you guys. And now we get to do it every week. This is fantastic.
There you go. There you
makes,
go.
It well, only makes
I'm
sense,
glad.
Right?
And by the way, Stack, my hometown, D.C., D.C. area I grew up in, I love the way they loved you this weekend. Nothing like a little affection from the D.C. crowd.
Speaking of Chocolate Jack, I didn't know you had clothes on. You look like a big old turd over there. that's
no reply.
Literally the same color. Color
no,
come
back to that one.
Hey, but welcome back though, bro. Welcome back to Jack and welcome to Rachel, man. It's good to have both you guys. Let's get this show rolling. First up, the Iverson Classic. The Iverson Classic took place this weekend. Time Showtime Basketball in the new series, the Blackout Series. This was the first, I'm sure, of many. You guys already got the Iverson Classics going on during the summertime for the kids, Jack, but this was the actual Blackout Series brought on by Showtime. Camden High School faced Don Bosco Prep. Two future NBA players' sons were the stars of the evening. Five-star commits, DJ Wagner, son of DeJuan Wagner, who's committed to Kentucky, who's the number one player in the 2023 class, and also former NBAer Ron Harper's son, Dylan Harper, who had a big game and a losing effort, dropped 36. Jack, this is something you guys have been working on a lot, and tell me a little bit about the growth of this.
Yeah, shout out to the Iverson Classic and the Blackout Series, you know, just for partnering up and doing something great for these kids. But I think just for right quick, when AI invited me to be a part and be a coach, that meant everything to me because, you know what I'm saying, like I said, once again, we wasn't the guys on the commercials. We wasn't the guys getting all the endorsements while we were playing. So, you know what I'm saying, for him to respect the way I love the game and treat me like a little brother to be a part of it, I took lead of the game, you know, as far as coaching and helping run the game. And shout out to Bobby and Jaffa for coming up with the idea and putting it all together. But it's just been great, man, and just building. And the way AI loved these kids and come back, I think it's beneficial for the kids more than anybody.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. While they were there, Rachel, mm-hmm. DeJuan Wagner and Tim Thomas and J.R. Smith were all honored with the first ever Bobby Hurley Legacy Award for outstanding achievement in the New Jersey area. Speak to the, I mean, you got a chance to obviously, you know, cover Tim and J.R. and we were talking about off air how talented DeJuan Wagner was, you know, before he had all his medical issues. But speak to, you know, what do you think stuff like that means for guys to be able to come back and then also get rewarded for it as well?
Well, I love seeing this. I love that this award exists now because, again, you want to see it be it, right? So for kids from that area to be able to directly identify with kids, guys who grew up just like them on the same courts sometimes and look at what they achieved in the league, to be able to connect that back and have those guys come back in front of all those high school kids, I think that's invaluable, and I would not be surprised if we see one of those guys, and you mentioned them, who are definitely bound for the league if they call back to this night because it was such a great night.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, great thing. Again, we're always for the kids. Not to toot my own horn, but we just had our first round of the Sports Academy Cup that I'm holding this past weekend out in L.A., so we had the top 2027, 2028, and 2029 kids on the West Coast. And then we also have a South region and an Eastern region. So this, what we kind of picked up here was, this was Kobe's idea of the Mamba Cup initially. And, you know, obviously everything that happened to him, and he was working with Sports Academy at the time. So everything kind of came to a halt, but, you know, we revamped it and I'm pushing it now. So first round went off without too many flaws. So I want to shout out the Sports Academy team, man. And like you said, we're all in this for the kids, man. So that's what it's all about.
Yep. All right, guys, let's move out west. As we are recording this, the Lakers have won 5 straight. Now, they got a game in Denver tonight. So to all the people out there in the future listening to this, watching this, no spoilers for us. But really, regardless of what happens, it doesn't change that LA has been on one, guys. LeBron has been averaging a cool 38 points per game since he turned 38 years old. Thomas Bryant, stellar, taking over for AD. He's averaging 17, 11 rebounds. In fact, when the Lakers played that crazy game against the Kings the other night, Matt, I know how plugged into that you were. LA outscored Sacramento 70 to 48 inside. They, in fact, have led the NBA in points in the paint over the last 5 games. All of which brings us to the trade deadline, fellas, is exactly 1 month from now. Do the Lakers still need more help? If so, what do you want them to do? And I just want to throw this out to you. LeBron was asked this same question over the weekend. He told The Athletic, quote, "Y'all know what the fuck should be happening. I don't need to talk." So, Matt, what the fuck should be happening?
Rachel, does it feel good that you can say fuck while you're working?
Well, y'all know how I talk off the air. And so I'm glad that America can now hear that as well.
This is more natural now. I also saw LeBron tweeted that it was kind of taken out of context somewhat. Long story short, this roster, you know, it's been no mystery. It's not very well constructed. As far as pieces, I mean, obviously we know they need pieces. Are they going to be able to get them considering all their limitations and them not really wanting to give up those first round picks? They need shooting first and foremost, but I mean, I just love what these guys have been able to do. Like, I just don't – it's better when LeBron's in the playoffs. You know, AD had an amazing run in November and December. These guys finally get on the same page, and AD goes down, and then all of a sudden LeBron turns 38 at the end of the year and just has to remind everyone how great he is, as if his 29 a game wasn't good enough in year 20. He's been averaging 38 points a game since he's been 38. You know, I got the opportunity to – be at that Laker Kings game the other night, and there was no defense. It was just straight hooping, and it was a beautiful game. I hate that the refs called a foul with 2 seconds to go, and it ended because of, you know, free throws that Schroeder was able to knock down. But all that to say, 5 in a row. I know personally, I'm still holding out hope for this team. I think hopefully they can get into a play-in situation and make that a great, and then find themselves in the playoffs. But Jack, what do you feel like they need, knowing that their hands are kind of tied?
Well, I mean, if they're going to make a move, just be careful of the move you make. Yeah, we know they need shooting, but that team has built some nice chemistry. So if you're going to make a move, don't make it one of those core guys. You need to just get healthy. You know, LeBron's having a great year. Russ is doing like the core part of this team, and what D-Ham has done, it's been solid. They just need AD to come back and be AD. But for the most part, man, this team 2 weeks ago was in 14th. They're a game out of 10th. So if it ain't broke, don't fix it. But shooting, they definitely got to fix that.
Real quick, Rachel, I mean, I want to give a shout out to versus D. Ham for just taking on a mess and somewhat getting it in the right direction, but then also getting Russ to buy into that six-man role. And if I'm not mistaken, I think he's got to be at least top three in the conversation right now.
I don't think
he's three. So Russ has really bought into that role.
I think it's really a testament to Darvin, because when you look back at what happened at the beginning of the season, there was an expectation Russ would go right away into that six-man role. And Russ obviously was not quite comfortable with it yet. And Darvin basically said, great, you want to start? Let's see what happens when you start. And as we know, did not work out. And then that's when Russ felt comfortable moving into that six-man role. And we saw the same thing with Dwayne Wade, right? Later in his career, it was like, oh, is he going to start off the bench? Isn't he going to? And basically, Cleveland let him start for a few games and then decided, okay, it's going to work better if we do it the other way. But the idea was, guys like that who are huge stars, who have been the guy for so much of their career, D-Ham knew how to get him in the mindset to do this, and a lot of people outside the team didn't. And I want to give him credit for that.
Yeah. Right. I mean, he possibly could have been the only one if, outside of them hiring me or Jack that could have did that shit, to be honest with you.
Facts.
Because you got to be real. I got a chance. Like, I talked to D-Ham a lot, and, you know, he was telling me this whole since the summertime, he's just really trying to build an authentic, real relationship with Russ so they can have these real hard conversations. Because I think sometimes coaches are scared to have, especially like you mentioned, Rachel, with someone with the status of Russell Westbrook. It's not an easy conversation to have when, you know, superstars are kind of on, you know, with all due respect, kind of on their back end of their career and buying into what is completely new to them. So definitely
I love that he's gotten a chance to be a head coach. I mean, such a great career, both as an assistant, as a player. He really deserved this shot, and he is making the most of it. All right, meanwhile, guys, the Grizzlies, number two out west, winners of six straight. This is the last season, y'all, before Ja's big contract kicks in. They got two expiring deals to work with if they want. Danny Green, who I definitely expect to go. Dylan Brooks, they don't want to get rid of Dylan Brooks, but again, he is expiring if something big was on the horizon. Do you think that the Grizz need to make a move before the deadline stack, or is their rotation enough out west to win?
I like the team, but for them to go to the next level and to take advantage of these years with Ja, because, you know, the way he plays, you know, he's just, you know, he's like that. He got the Allen Iverson syndrome. He can get hurt any play. You know, because you know how small they are, but he played above the rim so much. But they definitely need to make a big move, Rachel, for them to be considered a championship team. They're a great playoff team. They're gonna make a lot of noise, and they might upset somebody. But I think they definitely need another big name or another player to come in there to help Ja at times, especially in playoffs when the games slow down.
Jack, I couldn't agree more. I mean, I love this team in the regular season, and I think they're on the brink of being a really special team, but I think they're that Robin they need a Robin to Ja's Batman. And obviously, hats off to Bane. He's had a great year, a career year. Jaren Jackson as well, but we continue to ask, who is that? On a lot of these good teams, you know who the for sure number two is. We don't know who the for sure number two is on this team. And although I'd hate to see Dylan Brooks leave, because I think he brings just such an edge to that team, and I love him, he may need to be packaged up in a situation where they can really bring a real number two in, so that Jaren Jackson and Bane aren't counted on. If they give you those number two numbers, that's only going to be icing on the cake. But you know for sure next to Ja that there's another 20 to 22 point a game score night in, night out, similar to what Boston has or what the Clippers have or what the Golden State Warriors
have. They've had so many injuries too, that just getting all their guys out on the floor at the same time has been such an issue this season. You want another guy there just to make sure that you have stars on the floor. Yep. I'm going to bounce a few names off y'all. Zach LaVine has been mentioned in the same sentence as the Grizzlies. Now, the Bulls have not officially made him available, but you know how that works. And then Miles Turner in the front court. What do you guys think of either of those ads if that could happen, if they could work out a deal?
I'll say Zach LaVine would be cool, but those two guys wouldn't be my choices. You know, I would go for bigger and better, Rach. I wouldn't even lie. And it might not be out there, but I would still I would still try to get somebody bigger and better.
What about the boy from Utah, Lowry?
Markkanen.
Markkanen. I mean, imagine him over there. That could slide, you know, young boy down to the five spot, put Markkanen at the versatile 3-4, and he's been having – I mean, to me, he's the most improved player this year. His average has jumped. He's up in the 20s. I mean, I think he's someone with his length, athleticism, that would really be a – I mean, I think he'd be a good fit anywhere, to be honest with you, as well as he's playing. But, I mean, I think him till Memphis would be good, because you have to be – to move a superstar there, obviously you're going to have to give up a lot. And, you know, with all due respect, Markkanen is not a superstar, but he's a really good player. And I think that, you know, he's grown and shown us that he could be that number two behind Ja's number one, I think.
Yeah, no, it's a good point, Matt. You don't want to break up the chemistry. That team has such a good vibe going that you don't want to tinker with it too much. But I think you guys are right on the money about what they need, because they've made noise, right? That whole thing, oh, they could make some noise. They've been doing that. They want to move up to be actually contenders.
Yeah.
What's up? I'm John Wall.
And I'm CJ Toledano, and we're starting a new podcast presented by DraftKings called Point Game. We're now joined by three-time NBA Sixth Man of the Year, elite bucket getter. Let's please welcome Jamal Crawford to Point Game. King of the Court one-on-one tournament. If they had it back in your prime, do you think you could have took it all?
I'm going to be honest with you. I don't think I could have took it all, but I think I would have shocked a lot of people. I think Kobe and everybody in their prime, Kobe would win a one-on-one contest.
Yeah, because you got to think, love he's going to guard. He don't care about guarding.
He's going to guard.
He's going to guard. Like, you see him in the Olympics, he's going to guard. And then on
I'm
top of
it. I'm not guarding like that. See that?
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Sam Cassell to Point Game.
I remember you came out from crying tears. Crying tears. I mean, he was in a culture shock. And then he's going to withdraw us about winning.
Remember what I told you? I said, OG, you think I can get paid and go back and play in college because it ain't it?
Check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, DraftKings YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts.
In the pressure cooker of the NBA playoffs, there's no room to fake it.
When the NBA championship is on the line, every pass, every shot, and every dribble is immediately, undeniably consequential.
The playoffs are the time for the real. Real stakes, real emotions, real sweat, real blood, and real tears.
Trust me, I know what it takes to bring home a championship ring.
The regular season is tough, but these games are a completely different level.
Now is the time when legacies are made.
The best team will bring home the Larry O'Brien Trophy and add their name to basketball history.
Will we see a battle between marquee franchises, or will we see a new champ be crowned?
Which teams will rise from the chaos? Which teams will conquer?
Which team is going to make this year their year?
These are the moments of unscripted, pure entertainment that only happen on the hardwood.
You've waited all season for this. It's time to take it to the next level. Don't miss 1 minute of the action. Tune into the NBA playoffs on ESPN and ABC.
Take your business further with the smart and flexible American Express Business Gold Card. It offers flexible spending capacity that adapts to your business. You can also earn up to $395 in annual statement credits on eligible purchases at select business merchants. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/businessgoldcard.
Got my Prevnar 20 shot. It's a pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine. For us, wise folks, it helps protect.
I'm 19, strong.
And asthmatic, and at higher risk. Get vaccinated.
But
nothing when grandma speaks.
Grandson listens.
19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, or chronic heart disease, or 65 plus, you may be at higher risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Prevnar 20 can help protect you with just one dose.
Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't give Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar20.com.
Ask your doctor or pharmacist about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, even if you've already received another pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower, lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that three-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
The Nets are red hot. Steven Jackson, your guys, they are 20-4 since November 20th. Now, they're going to be without KD. He left Sunday's game versus Miami and was diagnosed just today with a sprained right MCL. He will be reevaluated in 2 weeks, expected to be out for a little longer than that. And look, guys, definitely relief around Brooklyn. This could have been a lot worse, but it is still a blow. I mean, first of all, he's KD, but also the rotation really found some consistency during this hot streak. They topped the league in offense during the streak, fifth in defensive rating. So, Stack, how do the Nets navigate the immediate future without KD until he can come back?
I mean, it's going to be tough. It's going to be real tough because the chemistry they built, the way they've been playing, they're definitely one of the most confident teams in the league. You know, I think the KD going down, like you said, Rachel, could have been worse. It could have been a season-ending injury, but thankful that he's just going to miss a couple weeks. Hopefully he can get back soon. I just think it's going to hurt this team because KD and Kyrie was leading on another level. The way they were playing together, the confidence that the team had was just knowing that if anything happened in this game, just give the ball to these two and we're going to be all right. All we got to do is compete. And I think that's what they've been missing in the previous years, Rachel. They knew that KD and Kyrie can score buckets, but is this team going to compete? What guys going to play? How are guys going to be stars in their role? And Claxton has been playing well. He's been great. All those guys have been coming off the bench that's been filling in has been playing their role. And shout out to Jock Vaughn.
Talk about
shout
coach of the year Vaughn, candidate,
The job he's been the job he's been doing, Rachel, is unbelievable. But then again, you know, he's one of those guys. He was a dog on the court, Rachel. He played with a lot of intensity, and he's getting those guys to play that way.
Obviously, you're going to be a better team with Kevin Durant on the court. That's no mystery to no one. But I'm going to take a different approach to this and look at it similar to what Golden State has done with Steph being out. Although they had finally found a rhythm, obviously they've been able to build themselves some cushion now. This can be a situation where everyone else gets a chance to really, really catch a rhythm. TJ Warren is someone who I feel could be really big for them. Seth Curry is going to need to be big. The shooting, the Jack doesn't like, what's his name?
Joe Harris.
Yeah, Joe Harris. Not that you don't like him, but he just hadn't really been doing none since he got paid. Right. Give Joe Harris some time to get a rhythm. As you mentioned, Claxton could be in that defensive of the year conversation. Mm-hmm. And Ben Simmons. You know, this is going to give Ben Simmons a chance to, you know, have the ball in his hand more and do some more things and be more of a playmaker, but also have to put up some offensive numbers. So I think Kyrie is going to be Superman over this stretch. I think he's playing at such a high level right now, and I love to see it because it's just basketball. And that's all we've ever wanted to see is just that basketball because we know how incredibly talented he is. So they're going to slip a little bit. I don't know how much they're going to slip, but I think hopefully they can use this as, all right, hey, KD is out 2 to 3 weeks. Let's go. You know, let's grind. Let everyone get their rhythm because KD is one of those superstars you can put right back in because he's not a ball hog. He's very efficient. He's a team player. So I'm looking at this as, you know, everyone else a chance to get their rhythm and for Kyrie to have a Superman run while KD's down.
Yep.
Dude, I mean, he's been on fire. Seriously, since he came back. And I'm not worried about them offensively. I do worry a little bit defensively with KD out, not because he's the best defensive player on the team, but he really sets the tone, being that much of a superstar who also plays hard on the other end. Whether he's the best or not, whether he is an elite defender or not, the fact that he puts that effort in defensively, I think really sets the tone for the rest of the team, the guys who are elite defenders. And I do worry a little bit about that slipping. I don't know, Stack, what do you think?
Yeah.
No, I agree with you. I mean, that's the biggest part. You know, we don't talk about the scoring. We talk about KD scoring all the time, Rach, but they really don't talk about his defense. He's been one of the best shot blockers on that team, him and Claxton. And, you know, there's been a lot of times where KD's been playing the center on that team when they go smaller. So it's good to see him stepping up on that side of the ball, but it's definitely going to hurt them while he's gone.
Next up, Money Talks, presented to you by Moneyline, the only money app you'll ever need. Jack, CJ McCollum just recently sat down with Forbes and discussed the diversity of his portfolio. Got a chance to read a little bit of it. This guy is all over the place with very sound investments, and he spoke to, you know, what it takes and how they vetted and all that different kind of stuff. Someone who has made over $150 million in this game has yet to be an all-star, which is very unfortunate, but he is someone, although he's made a ton of money in the game, he may make more off the court. Obviously, recently you just opened up something out there in Atlanta called a bank, one of your investments. Talk to us a little bit about that and just how important you think it is for athletes to continue to kind of step out of just sports and really kind of take over wherever they can take over.
Well, I definitely can feel him on the all-stars part. He definitely, you know, getting snubbed. He's been getting snubbed for a while, so I know that feeling. But shout out to my big bro, Will. Will Platt, man, just for having that idea. I think they always say you got to have more than one stream of income. Multiple streams of income is the best way to be happy in life. You know what I'm saying? You don't know that as a kid. They tell you get a job. That's all they say, get a job. They don't say get multiple jobs. They say get a job, right? But as you get older, you know, you see it's more aspects of life. So if you're able to be as smart with your money, if you're able to be as savvy with your money as part like CJ McCollum, then you basically mastered the game because it's not too many people that are able to control their money like that, diversify their portfolio, and play basketball at the same time. So kudos to CJ McCollum, man, because he's showing a lot of guys it can be done, because a lot of guys just think it's all about basketball and getting those checks, but it's definitely a life after.
Right. No, I completely agree. You know, I kind of am in a few different spaces in basketball, and shit, I couldn't imagine making that much money and being able to invest that type of money. So, you know, hats off to these guys, because I think that's dope. I mean, again, to be able to have, you know, the business of basketball is more prominent than it's ever been. And guys like CJ and a lot of other people are definitely taking advantage of that. Well, that's a wrap for Money Talks, presented to you by Moneyline, the only money app you'll ever need.
Matt, let's move on to the legendary moments presented by NBA Top Shot. Now, Top Shot's top 10 just dropped on their website, ranked the best performances from last week. So, drum roll, let's start at the top three. Number three, Klay hitting those 10 threes, 54-point night in that win over Atlanta. That was January 2nd. Number two, Giannis dropping 55, 10, and 7 over the Raptors on January 3rd. And number one, how could it be anything else? Donovan Mitchell, 71-point game over the Bulls. So, Matt, which of the particular performances do you think deserves to be the Top Shot moment?
Before I give you that list, Rachel, I think today is the one-year anniversary of Klay Thompson returning. So that is great for Klay. He's obviously in this conversation as a top performer. But I'm going to have to go Donovan Mitchell. Man, 71 points is incredible. You know, the highest output since our brother, rest in peace, Kobe, put up 81. All of them are great performances. You know, Luka had the 60, 21, and what, 10 not too long ago. Guys are playing at a really high level. But if I had to pick one, it's going to be Donovan Mitchell.
Yeah, Donovan did a great job. I mean, 71 is unbelievable, bro. I never thought somebody that size would score 71, you know what I'm saying, in today's game. But kudos to him. I really wish Luka would have been on here for the stuff he's been doing. But the way Giannis did that, how it looked, Matt, I got to go with Giannis. It was just mean. It was just mean the way he did that. I enjoyed it.
He looked like he was playing with his food, right? Well, Tasha has so many highlight moments overall. When you think about the biggest highlight machine in the NBA right now, who would you say?
With Steph being down right now, we just spoke highly on Giannis. I'm going to go with Ja. Ja is definitely must-watch TV now. Don't think he really has a hole in his game. And, man, every time I happen to catch him, I'm never disappointed.
My highlight machine is definitely right now. It's definitely Luka, man. I mean, just everything is going in. Everything's working, from throwing the ball at the rim at the end of the games and tipping it back in to going overtime. Everything working.
Nah, Luka's definitely.
Yeah.
All right, guys. Start your NBA Top Shot collection today at NBATopShot.com. You can get closer than ever to the game and the players you love. Sign up today. Let's go to On the Radar, presented by DraftKings. Oh, they put out the regular season MVP odds, and here's the latest. Luka Doncic ahead, Nikola Jokic next, Giannis after him, Jason Tatum. And guys, I want to take you through. This is a long list. Paul and KG were just talking about this the other day. They feel they can make the case for 7 or 8 guys. DraftKings, as I noted, had Luka as the favorite. But I do want to say, because when we talk about this, we always throw in guys who are, quote, in the conversation, which is different from who actually has a chance to win. So let's go over this list, and I want you to tell me 3 categories. 1, actually has a chance to win. 2, more in the conversation. Or 3, get the hell off this list. It's not happening for you. So let's go through these guys, right? Luka Doncic, which of the 3 would you say categories he's in?
Definitely has a chance to win.
Stack?
Definitely has a chance, definitely.
All right. Nikola Jokic, obviously we know he's in that category, right? Giannis, former MVP winners, we can just put that in there, right? Jason Tatum?
Yes.
In that category too? All right.
Yes.
KD in that category?
I think hopefully if this is not more than just, hopefully this is 2 or 3 weeks and he can get back to what he's doing, but absolutely if he can get back to play and pick up where he left off, yes to me.
Even if it's more than a month, because that's what it could be, about a little over a month.
Yeah, I mean, I still think that, you know, that gives them the last 30 games to play. I think his body of work this season,
All right, Joel Embiid could actually win, or just in the conversation, Stack?
In the conversation for me.
I I would want to say I think he can actually
win. All right. Nice.
I think he's been close the last 2 years. You know, numbers aren't as crazy as they've been in the past, but there's still more time. So I think he can actually win.
Right. What about John Morant? In the conversation, can definitely win, get the hell off the list. What are we talking?
In the conversation, mm-hmm. You know, he's an exciting player to watch. He's definitely, you know, growing by the day in the league as a fan favorite. So he's in the conversation.
I would say has a chance to
all
win.
All right.
I think I'm going more with KG and Paul Pierce. I mean, I think, like I said, there's still a lot of basketball, and he's been incredible this season. Like, everyone we've talked about thus far has been incredible this season. So I think he has a real chance to win.
Donovan Mitchell? Where would you put him?
I think he's in the conversation for me, despite his huge game and career numbers. I think he's in the conversation.
I love D. Mitch, but it ain't happening, bro. Not yet. You know, get Cleveland to win in the East. You know, make some noise, and you know what I'm saying, like just having a great year. Y'all be at the top of the East at the end of the season, or mid, you know, going to the playoffs, something like that. But not yet.
We know in the NBA you got to take steps, right? You can't just go from kind of doing it to going all the way. So mm-hmm. Let's see what he mm-hmm. does. All right, Matt and Stack, a few weeks ago, you guys sat down with Magic Johnson. I want y'all to take a look at this clip. It's phenomenal.
Every time they do a top 75 or bring all the top players together, it's obvious that you are the glue. Everybody comes around you. Magic, it seems like you keep everything together. Like, even all the older guys, like, everybody's around you. You got everybody laughing. You just the life of the party. What's your take on the back and forth with Isaiah and Mike right now?
I don't like it.
Right.
I think they should be done with that. Listen, we played when we played. We all had to dislike each other to win a championship. We all had to do what we had to do. But now, what Michael is doing is incredible, to be an owner in the NBA, to his shoe is still number one.
Crazy.
I mean, you can put all those guys' shoe sales together.
Still not touching Mike.
Yeah. They can't even mess with Michael Jordan's shoes. And then Isaiah is a businessman himself.
His wine is real good.
Yeah, exactly. And all the things that he's doing. So why are we still...
Right.
Living in the past.
Yes.
I think only Magic can fix that shit. Yeah, I'm
definitely going to try, man, because they should be
past it. We all look up to both of them.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. They're my boys.
Right. Right.
So I guess I'm going to have to be the one to bring them together. Because
for the culture. We want to see Zeke and Mike somewhere having a drink together, man, for the culture.
There you go.
We need that.
There you go. There you go.
Maybe a joint.
Yeah,
maybe a joint.
I was there for the interview. It was such a hot night. Great conversation. I'm really so excited for all you guys to check it out. Stack, what was the most surprising thing you heard from Magic?
Just the flowers. You know, I just hold dearly all the flowers he gave me and Matt.
Mm-hmm.
You know, just how we idolize. We've been idolizing Magic for years, since kids.
Yeah.
And not just on basketball, just the human being he is. And the things he's been through, how strong he's standing through it all. And the man, he's mogul, he's become. It just felt good for somebody at that stature to speak so highly of me and Matt, and to even take the time to come on our show.
Agreed. Rachel, I just love the whole night overall. I mean, the fact that, you know, there's no mystery. Jack's, you know, lost his brother.
Mm-hmm.
And the fact that he mustered up enough to fly across the country and come sit down with us was amazing. Shout out Showtime. Shout out Malka. Shout out the Beverly Hilton. Shout out the H-Wood Group. Shout out Legends. Everyone who made this happen. Shout out DJ Quick for coming through and blessing us for the night. I just think overall, man, it was, you know, our first real live show.
Mm-hmm.
We got to do a smaller version with KG. But this one, you know, we had a nice little audience. The vibe was right. Again, Jack came out and spent some time with us, and I knew that was good for him too. So I was just really thankful for the night. And then, you know, as Jack said, I mean, come on, man, that's Magic. That's my favorite player of all time. And the fact that we got to chop it up with him and he showed a lot of love, I was really excited for that.
Look, Magic Johnson can work a crowd, and y'all had an electric crowd. It was phenomenal. All right, I want to move on quick to All-Star voting. It has come out. Let's take a look here. All right, as it stands right now, LeBron James and Kevin Durant, two leading vote getters for their respective conferences. So you know what that means these days, guys. They're the team captains. Also, as of right now in the West, the fans want to see the starting five being Steph and Luka at guard, LeBron, Jokic, and AD in the front court. And out east, the fans want to put Kyrie and Donovan Mitchell in the top guard spots, and then Durant, Giannis, and Embiid up front. And guys, this is interesting because the name missing from that list up front is
crazy.
Jason Tatum.
Crazy.
And look, those four, it's tough, right? You got Giannis, Tatum, KD, and Embiid. You can only put three in the court at tip-off. So, Matt, who are you bumping out of the starting lineup if you want to put Jason in?
It's weird to me, Rachel, because he's listed as a front court guy, but he has the ball in his hands the entire game. So, and I say this with all due respect, I would put him over Donovan Mitchell.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, I think, you know, Donovan Mitchell's had a great season, but Jason Tatum to me has just had a better season. And to me, this guy that's literally at the top of the MVP conversation will not be starting in an All-Star game. It just really don't seem right.
You just talk about the lineup: Kyrie, Tatum, KD, Giannis, and Embiid. Come on, man. That's a no-brainer. Everybody wants to see that. Like I said, we're not taking anything away from Donovan Mitchell.
No, not by any means.
You know what I'm saying? He definitely could be in that spot. But the year Tatum is having, the way he's playing, nah, that's his spot.
But, Rachel, correct me if I'm wrong. He can only start for KD, Giannis, or Embiid, right?
That's correct.
The guard spots are locked down.
Yep.
Yeah.
So they make you vote sort of by category, and they decide each year which categories you're in. But right now he's a front court player.
Mm-hmm.
So Giannis, Tatum, KD, Embiid. What are the three you're picking, and who's on the bench?
I don't know if you could take any of them dudes off. Anyone, maybe
you can have one ride piggyback
Embiid
on the other? Come on.
I mean, maybe Embiid, but you know what I mean? He definitely deserves to be in there, and he's in the conversation. But I think Tatum is higher up the MVP conversation than Embiid is. So if you would take anyone, it could possibly be Embiid, but it's hard to take any of those three out.
Steck, what do you got?
Oh, I mean, I agree. I mean, you don't want to take Embiid out, but Tatum is just that guy right now. He belongs in there. You know what I mean? I don't see how he's not in there, but, you know, just to see that, man, Tatum, KD, Embiid, and Giannis, oof.
But real quick, not to cut you off, Jack, but now with, you know, obviously the injury to KD, KD may just sit out the All-Star game for precaution.
Yeah, that's true.
You know what I mean? Understanding the importance of the stretch run, you know, 2 to 3 weeks, the All-Star game's in a month.
Yep.
So, you know, it could be this situation where KD, you know,
no, that's a great
sits
point.
Sits down and Embiid or Tatum steps in that spot.
Yeah, because they're going to reevaluate him in 2 weeks, but that doesn't mean he's on the court in 2 weeks.
Right.
I do think Tatum's going to end up at the start spot no matter what, because the fans, this is the fan vote. Fans only account for 50% of the vote for the starters. The NBA players actually get a vote. They're 25%. You got a media panel at 25%. So Tatum's going to be in there, but it is fascinating to see who the fans want to pick. And when I saw that list and I was like, Jason Tatum, you remember him near the top of the MVP count? Anyway, there you go.
All right. Well, that's a wrap. We want to thank our new co-host, most likely going to be host. I always bow down to allow Rachel to run the show.
Right.
But Rachel, welcome. We appreciate you. Thank you very much. Jack, welcome back. We appreciate you looking good over there in your all brown.
Mm-hmm.
You Dookie. Catch What's Burning every week on Showtime Basketball YouTube.
And on Twitter, Instagram, and TikTok at Show Basketball.
I think you look great, Stack.
Thank you.
Yeah. We'll see y'all next week.
In the pressure cooker of the NBA playoffs, there's no room to fake it.
Every pass, shot, and dribble is immediately consequential.
The playoffs are the time for the real.
Real stakes, real emotions, real sweat, blood, and tears, real legacies.
Which teams will rise from the chaos? Which teams will conquer?
Which team is going to make this year their year?
You already know when and where to find these moments of unscripted, pure entertainment.
Don't miss 1 minute of the action. Tune into the NBA playoffs on ESPN and ABC.
Got my Prevnar 20 shot. It's a pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine. For us, wise folks, it helps protect.
I'm 19, strong.
And asthmatic, and at higher risk? Get vaccinated.
But
nothing when grandma speaks.
Grandson listens.
19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, or chronic heart disease, or 65 plus, you may be at higher risk for pneumococcal pneumonia.
Prevnar 20 can help protect you with just one dose.
Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar20.com.
Ask your doctor or pharmacist about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, even if you've already received another pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
AT&T connects an ode to podcast. Connect the alarm, change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze, 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower, lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work and traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.